Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
A cabal of unelected elitists, including Obama, is in control of America. Never truer words have been spoken. Those words were spoken by Republican Congressman Ralph Norman. He talked about it on national television. Coming up next segment, we're going to play a 3.5-minute clip that is extremely important. Because if we begin to identify, as I've said thousands of times, that the globalists are an anti-freedom, anti-human cult of mad scientists hell-bent on playing God, and explain that they have captured, through elite capture, the media, the universities, and most of the government institutions, it's game over for them. Their entire system rests on not being exposed and being able to censor and shut down those that expose their agenda. We'll be playing the interview coming up at the start of the next segment. You can read an article about the support information and see the video for yourself and share it at InfoWars.com, an article by Steve Watson, GOP rep. A cabal of unelected elitists, including Obama, is in control of America. I'm Alex Jones. This is a live Thursday, October 27th, 2022, worldwide transmission. And everything we do in this fight is for naught if you, the viewer and listener, do not fully let it burn into your brains that you are the tip of the spear, you are the resistance, you are everything. When you share the articles, the videos, the reports, when you share the live feeds, when you take clips out of the show and other good broadcasts and share them, when you call into national talk radio or local talk radio or C-SPAN, when you go to a city council meeting or school board, when you go to Congress and knock on doors, when you go to meet and greets, when you go and support local candidates that are patriots, when you speak up and write letters to the editor, when you protest in the streets, when you save money and don't give it to the globalist establishment, but actually support an independent media system, you can and will bring this tyrannical force to its knees. When you get off the fence, there's nothing on earth that can stop you. And that's why the globalists hate this broadcast, is because they know that we have the biggest group of independent people coming together daily, talking about the enemy and talking about how to defeat the enemy, and more importantly, talking about the better future we're going to build once the enemy has been defeated. The scientific dictators are using high-tech psychology and systems of manipulation to control people, but once you're aware of the tactics, it no longer has any effect. So I want to thank you all for tuning in today. I want to salute you again and just have you look in the mirror and realize how important you are, that out of this whole world and 7.5 billion people and all the fake ideologies and all the political distractions and all the control institutions, you're a real person. You love truth. You love justice. You love God. You love freedom, and you're willing to stand up for your freedom, and you're willing to stand up against tyrants and control freaks and all the destruction that they bring in their wake. And so I know you don't tune in to be patted on the back here, but I just want you to understand how serious and critical the situation is. I remember reading decades ago about the globalist plan for forced injections and depopulation and lockdowns, and I knew they were serious, but it still was hard to believe they actually really executed it and carried it out. And now we know what comes next, an intensification of bioweapon releases and radiological releases and chemical releases to be blamed on political enemies and then to be used to basically depopulate. So it's a horrible truth. It's a horrifying fact that psychotic mass murdering criminals that literally worship Satan and are pedophiles and worship selfishness and just corruption and going against God's plan are in control, but they are in control. But God put us here to experience this and make the right choices and then stand up with God's help and defeat these people through Christ. So this is a spiritual battle.
We're going to come back, cover the waterfront today. We're going to have a bunch of big guest hosts, Owen Schroyer, Robert Barnes, Mike Adams, a massive Thursday transmission. Thank you so much for tuning in. And again, share the live feeds from Infowars.com/show. We'll be right back. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact that it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, October 27th, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and coming up on this live Thursday edition, we're going to have Owen Schroyer, Robert Barnes, and Mike Adams all co-hosting throughout the next 4 hours. And then, of course, Owen will be hosting the War Room at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can find all the links, more details, and share them at Infowars.com/show. All right, a lot of huge developments with only about 2 weeks out or less now from the midterms. The Democratic Party is in full panic mode as even their rigged polls show almost every Republican candidate 5, 10, or even 15 points ahead. Kerry Lake in Arizona is now over 10 points ahead in most polls. And again, those are polls that are skewed towards the Democrats. So the big question is, what are they going to do as the public awakens to this agenda of open borders, inflation, depression, defunding the police, crime, open pedophilia being promoted? How will the establishment try to stay in power? Well, we know they're doing mail-in ballots in many different areas of the country in battleground states. We know that they're promising to challenge the election even when the Republicans win big. They are also obviously planning to provocateur or stage some major distractions or false flags, in my view, here in just the very, very near future. They have a history of it. They stand to gain from it. And we've seen them do this over and over and over again, so now is the time to really be focused. But they're also going to intensify censorship. There's a big article up on Infowars.com, and it basically is just a compilation of mainstream media analysis of where the WEF has now appointed itself, self-appointed itself with the UN, and now has UN official power. 3 months ago, it merged with the United Nations, so they're co-equal to each other, a corporate fascist Bilderberg group mouthpiece and the authoritarian leftist United Nations that never found a dictator it didn't love. And so they came out a few months ago and said, we've hired over 100,000, quote, info warriors to counter people that criticize open borders or replacement migration, lockdowns, forced injections, or election fraud. And the WEF said that they're going to partner with people like Bill Gates and others to help censor populist movements in Africa, in Latin America, in the United States, in Canada, in Europe, in the UK, in Australia, in New Zealand. Now, that was their actual press release, and their battle plan is to silence their critics. Now that they're trying to get governments to cede them governmental power, like the UN has already done, the unelected UN, now they're going and trying to get the internet slash media censor in the UK to give them government power, and They say, oh, we need this because of grooming of children. So you have the left protecting the groomers in the UK, famously, the Muslim grooming gangs. You have the left protecting pedophiles online. You have them engaged in grooming for all sorts of, you know, pedophilic sex and transgenderism all over the world, being pushed by the governments and by the WEF. And now they want an internet ID to make sure kids don't see bad things. So it's being announced, oh, it's just internet ID for kids. But everybody's got to be signed up to verify your age to go online. And now you've got the holy grail of censorship and control and the way that they can ban you from the social credit score, the internet ID is what Australia, the UK, and Canada have been pushing for years. And this is now their rollout attempt to do that, always for the children, of course. So here is the headline. WEF report explores online interventions, including content removal, warning labels to protect children. The article's up on Infowars.com. The good news is more and more people are waking up, not just here but around the world, to the global corporate hostile takeover of society and these public partnerships of Agenda 2021 and Agenda 2030. And so now I want to play a clip, then we'll come back from break and talk more about it. This is Congressman who was on America's Voice Live, Republican Congressman Ralph Norman, declared Wednesday that everyone knows Joe Biden isn't in charge of anything. And in reality, there is a secretive cabal of elitists that are running America, echoing Tulsi Gabbard's. We'll play the clip and come right back from break with analysis.
Kevin McCarthy, most likely to be the Speaker of the House when you guys take over after the midterms, says he sees nothing that this president is doing or not doing that would lead to impeachment. How on earth could an open border not lead to impeachment of Joe Biden? He's not protecting the country. He's sending billions of dollars to Ukraine for God only knows what purpose, but he's not protecting this country. He's ordering Arizona to remove shipping containers that are actually acting as a wall on the border. How is that not impeachable? How can Kevin McCarthy sit there with a straight face and say that, and how can he be elected leader of the Republican Party and become Speaker of the House?
Well, I think what he's saying is, I mean, look who's behind him. Kamala Harris? You know, the lady is, you know, she may speak a little bit better, may be coherent, but look at what you get with her. And I think what he's saying is put the country through impeachment with what you get could be even worse. We've got our hands full. There's no question about that. But we're going to subpoena as many people as we can. We're going to hopefully have consequences, starting with Mayorkas, Ray with the FBI. I mean, a whole host of things. The whole administration is a rogue administration. And I guess we all know Joe Biden is not running this country. There is a cabal of unelected elitists who are running this country. Probably Barack Obama is involved. Probably Eric Holder. But who knows? We know it's not Biden. But the impeachment deal is a long, drawn-out thing. And if there's anybody that was coherent that could take over, that would not ruin the country. But it's not possible with Kamala Harris.
Now, therein lies the problem. So why is it, and I've asked a number of members of Congress, why is Kevin McCarthy a foregone conclusion to be Speaker of the House? Why is there nobody else willing to step up? Because there are a number of people that I think would be more effective at the job. You might even have a couple. Won't ask you to tell me what they might be because I don't want to put you on the spot. But the fact that why is he the foregone conclusion?
I don't think he is a foregone conclusion. I think now Kevin has done a good job these last 2 years. He's raised money to elect Republicans. Now, I know the Freedom Caucus, we've got some issues that we're raising with him, and hopefully he will implement them, like committing to closing the border down, like don't give us a 20-year budget to shoot for, 5 to 7 years like the RSC has put forward, like supporting our police officers. And, you know, we give the commitment to America that the group came up with is good. But we've got to put meat on it, and we've got to have action.
Yeah.
One thing we can't do, Steve, is just have words. We got to act, and I think we will. I think that's the positive part.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones' content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent, free press, working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to this live Thursday edition. As I said, we've got a lot of really informed, hard-hitting intellects coming on the transmission today, starting off with Owen Schroyer, Robert Barnes, and then Mike Adams, and all the latest breaking news analysis will be coming up next segment when we kick off the main live part of the broadcast. I, of course, am Alex Jones, your host. I will be back in Austin, Texas tomorrow. I've been spending some time with family in a much-needed vacation, or at least partial vacation, but I will be doing a special 3-hour broadcast Saturday that will go up at 3 p.m. Central that we're going to tape Saturday morning, and then I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a standard Sunday broadcast, and of course, right back in the saddle next Monday morning at 11 a.m. Central when we kick off the Alex Jones Show every day, right after American Journal with Harrison Smith. Okay, I want to talk about something that really needs to be hammered on more, and that's being positive. As bad as the world is, as crazy as it is to have the globalists taking the mask off and the gloves off, they're doing that because they're behind schedule, or schedules, they'd say in the UK. And I see so many examples of good news that I don't end up covering on the air because I'm too busy exposing the bad stuff so we can get organized to fight it. But it's just as important, I think, to talk about positive things that are happening. So next week, I'm going to open the phones up quite a bit to talk about the worst things in the world and the best things in the world that are happening. And then also talk about why the bad things are happening and why the good things are happening. And you're going to find the bad things are happening where good people aren't involved. Where good people aren't involved, good things are happening. So Thomas Jefferson was right when he said the only thing that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is the good men do nothing. So here's a great example of that. And it's just huge. And we can't let this victory just fall by the wayside and we just move on and wait for the next crime these monsters are going to launch. We have to point out we were right, that we were vindicated, and these people committed serious Nuremberg Code and Geneva Convention Code violations of international, national, and local law. And of course, I'm talking about New York, California, and all these other states run by Democrats, where they created illegal mandates. Instead of going to a restaurant or to go in a store or to go on the subway, you've got to take these shots. Thousands of firefighters and police were fired for not complying with the experimental deadly shot. Thousands of medical workers and teachers just in New York City alone. Hundreds of thousands nationwide. And now federal and state courts unanimously across the board have been ruling it's unconstitutional, it's wrong, it was wrong to shut down the churches, it was wrong to shut down the businesses, but of course leave the big ones open. And now in New York, another big ruling breaking, New York City ordered by court to reinstate all those fired over COVID vaccine mandates that were illegal, color of law, literal, medical, biological rape. New York State Supreme Court reinstates all fired unvaccinated employees, orders back pay, says the state violated rights, acted arbitrarily and capricious, notes being vaccinated does not prevent an individual from contracting or transmitting COVID-19. Yeah, it doesn't even work. Real vaccines, real original inoculation technology that's 500 years old, developed in the Netherlands with smallpox,
That is real. They take a toothpick, jab it in the sore of the cow, jab it in your arm when you were healthy, because if you weren't already run down, that's when you'd usually get sick, just because you were run down, and then the virus could hurt you. But if you were healthy when you got jabbed, they knew that. They said, you know, poke them in the summer, don't do it in the winter. They thought the winter was cold and dreary and that vapors made you sick. No, it's because you weren't getting vitamin D. So if you got in contact with smallpox when there wasn't any vitamin D, you would die. But if you were healthy in the summer getting sun, they knew sun killed bacteria and viruses. They just know, they didn't know what bacteria and viruses were. Again, they thought they were what they call vapors. But I'm ranting. Real vaccines can have side effects and can hurt you and can be contaminated, and the globalists and the human have been caught tainting them. This that they've rolled out is, again, a gene therapy, mRNA, that makes your body create a toxic spike protein. But regardless, if there was some rampaging, raging disease, like the new COVID they've made in Boston with Fauci and Daszak that kills 80% of people, yep, they should all be in jail right now, then you can say either stay in your house or take the shot. If it was actually a real inoculation, if it was actually tested, if it actually worked, that's still unconstitutional. It's still dangerous, but you're in a martial law situation. No, they created a virus, they released it, and they gave you a shot that doesn't protect you and erases your immune system and gives you all sorts of cardiovascular problems, infertility, and cancer. So the good news is people are waking up fast. People stood up. They fought back. They spoke out. They filed lawsuits. This broadcast with our incredible guest, our incredible crew, and our amazing listeners and viewers are the main reason worldwide that we push this over the edge. And then behind the scenes, I put a lot of pressure on other people, and I put pressure on publicly and help get some key folks on some key podcasts that also pushed over the edge. And I don't sit there and say that, hey, I pushed to get this doctor and that doctor on Joe Rogan or on Tucker Carlson. I don't say things like that to say, oh, look, I'm important. Oh, aren't I great? No. I bug the hell out of people, not just on air, not just at grocery store checkout lanes, not just at church, not just when I'm walking down the street, not just when I'm on the air. I do it behind the scenes with major movers and shakers. And the good news is now I've been so demonized and so attacked, it's blown up in their face, and now even more movers and shakers are tuning in to hear what is it Alex Jones is talking about. And when they tune in, they hear about the victories we're having when we take action. They're hearing about the defeats we have when we don't take action. And they're understanding we've got to laze the target nonviolently, politically. We've got to expose the globalists. And we've got to show that they're authoritarian, tyrannical, and that they are controlling our governments and our media. And that's beginning to happen. And so they can go after Kanye West, they can go after me, they can go after Carlson, but they cannot go after all of you. Not until they have the social credit score and the internet ID in place that the World Economic Forum, self-appointed, is in charge of. They're also, with Bill Gates of the UN, in charge of the world digital ID system that they're going to use to buy and sell. And Bill Gates just gave millions of dollars to that initiative. So this unelected group of master criminals that literally ran the bio attack of COVID-19 are preparing new bio attacks, new lockdowns, new wars, new cyber attacks. And until we identify them as literally James Bond villains on steroids, James Bond villains to the 10th power, we don't have a hope. But as soon as we uncloak them and expose them and their arrogance, how they admit that they're doing all this, we can bring them down. And you say, well, why would they hide what they say but then admit it? In their books, in their publications to each other, they openly admit it all. But then they have their surrogates in the media through gaslighting, when we expose it, say it doesn't exist. No, the geoengineering exists. The bioweapons exist. The chemical weapons exist. The false flags exist. The fact that a bunch of Satan-worshipping, greedy pedophiles, selfish pedophiles run this world is true. And we are changing that and turning the tide. The devil's biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. Whether you believe in a metaphysical devil or a archetypal devil or a space alien devil, whatever you want to believe, there is an evil force working through humans that wants to destroy us. And these evil people go out of their way to hurt fellow humans, even though it ends up hurting them, because they have a twisted broadcast that they're picking up, a spirit that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Owen Schroyer, Robert Barnes, Mike Adams, and more. I'm Alex Jones. If you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. Infowars.com. Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact.
The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, fighting the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back to segment four. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer, Mike Adams, and Robert Barnes are about to take over here in just the next few minutes of breaking news analysis. But I want to just settle down here for a minute because I tend to get really wound up and start talking really fast. There's so much news to cover. And just pull back for a moment and think about the UN, the World Economic Forum, openly run by Big Pharma,
at the international level, the corporate level, right down to the local level, with the same talking points in the entire globalist-controlled Western world, from New Zealand to the United States, from Canada to Germany, the exact same propaganda, the unified brainwashing, the different defense departments and ministries of defense bragging that they were using, openly bragging that they were using high-tech psychological warfare to, quote, terrorize and, quote, brainwash and mind control. These are all words. Mind control, brainwash, terrorize the public. But it was good for them to take the shots to save their lives. No, it was all a test to see how far they could push a poison shot while blocking therapeutics. So it is such a crime against humanity. It is so massive that even if the UN was good, they shouldn't be in control of all our local governments and our local health departments. But they're not good. They're evil, run by Bill Gates and the WEF. And they now admit they get their talking points and their orders at the World Health Organization from these international criminals. And so now, almost 3 years into hindsight, we know they cooked it up in a lab. We know they've cooked up stuff even worse at labs all over the world, not just in China, but places like Boston University. And now it's completely come out that it makes you sick, erases your immune system, gives you blood clots, makes you infertile. And the courts are ruling that it was authoritarian and using words like totalitarian and using words like criminal. So let's see some indictments. And they may have full control of the Justice Department and the FBI, but they do not have control of all the local jurisdictions. So just like Democrat-controlled jurisdictions can be weaponized to go after myself or go after President Trump for nothing, well, we're not going to weaponize jurisdictions that are conservative or just common-sense areas who don't want to be hit with bioweapons or lockdowns or open borders or fentanyl or World War III. No, we just need those grand juries and those prosecutors to start prosecuting and start filing criminal charges. And that bully pulpit alone will force the Justice Department and Congress to do the right thing. But we can't wait for this new Congress, hopefully, to get in there, then get past the election fraud to do the right thing. We have to beat the drum for criminal investigations and criminal charges, not billion-dollar fines by Pfizer and the companies that do this over and over again. No, we want criminal charges. These people are not above the law, and they need to have the fear of God put in them legally and lawfully in a non-violent way until they have been convicted by a jury and had their appeals. They need to be on death row. They are mass murderers. And Bayer got away with putting HIV and hepatitis in over 8 million doses of factor VIII, reportedly killed around 2 million people. It's on record. And these other companies get away with this over and over and over and over again. And now they've hit us with something much, much worse on a much wider scale that we won't know the full effects of for decades, but we already know is devastating. Estimates, conservative ones, are between 6 and 20 million dead from the shots. We have the insurance actuaries, but you see, I said I was going to be calm about it. It's so upsetting to watch these mass murderers like Bourla and Gates and Fauci and Tasek and all the rest of them up there laughing at us while they do this. But thank God we've got good people like DeSantis and his Surgeon General coming out and saying, hands off the children, and yes, the shots don't work. And no one's blaming DeSantis that at first he said, okay, maybe you should take your shot if you want it, but who knows if it really works. And then he backed off of it and said he was wrong. But other people like Trump have not done that yet, which is so incredibly dangerous. And so more and more Trump is moving into the orbit of Gates and Fauci. And he's not stupid. He's embarrassed he got hoodwinked. He doesn't want to admit he was wrong. He thinks they'll crucify him if he admits he's wrong. And we all know that it's the opposite. We would really forgive Trump if he would just get behind stopping them coming after more of our children and our innocence. It's beyond critical. It's beyond critical that these mass murderers continue to be exposed and brought to justice, or they're going to do it again and again and again and again. We are all in grave danger, as Senator Paul has said. And Fauci sits up there and lies to Congress and says there's no gain of function anywhere in the U.S. arsenal or development system, when, again, a COVID that kills 80% of humans is at Boston University right now. It should be destroyed. It should be seized. The army should go in there. They're the ones that deal with that stuff. And Fort Detrick should remove that with a federal warrant and take it and have it incinerated in a damn incinerator. But instead, ladies and gentlemen, it's right there in a level four lab with a bunch of college students poking and messing with it. So, because that's who they've got as their interns and technicians in that damn facility. Nothing against college kids. I'm just saying, you got a bunch of mad scientists with a bunch of PhD students in there with stuff that'll end our world as we know it. And I'm telling you, the clock is ticking. We are all in grave, grave danger. So please say a prayer for awakening. Please say a prayer for discernment. Please say a prayer that God give you the will to get out there and speak at every city council, every county commissioner meeting, every state house event, every town hall you can get in for your voice to be heard, that this gain of function must stop, and the people that launched the lockdowns and the attempted forced injection should be brought to justice. Remember, they tried to make you take it. They did bully tens of millions into taking it, and now tens of millions have died. It's us or them. And please, in closing, before Owen takes over, we are battling the globalist toe-to-toe. We are so close to beating them together. We are having the biggest effect together we've ever had. But we need funds for the final show trial on Sandy Hook coming up in a few months in Texas and for our appeals. And we will win on the appeals. Every legal expert we've talked to says yes, or they're throwing out the whole Constitution if they certify these kangaroo trials. And we need funds in the chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization to show that we're profitable, so that the company will continue to go into the future indefinitely. And our enemies are hopping mad about that and are strategizing every way they can to shut us down. But one thing, action stops that: your prayer, your word of mouth, and your financial support. Do not wait. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're only running this through Friday. It's got to end on Saturday. I'm coming in on Saturday to cut new ads and new promos for a new sale, but this is the biggest of the year so far. We won't have sales like this probably until maybe right before Christmas, and it won't be as massive because a lot of the products are about to be sold out. Up to 60% off with promo code 1776, promo code 1776. Massive 60% off on many items, 50% off on all the rest, because some are 40%, some are 50% already on sale. But with promo code 1776 on DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, X3, and so many other great products, we're talking, ladies and gentlemen, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Great products that boost your immune system, that do so much for your body. The vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, the Linus Pauling 1100% organic vitamin C with rose hips, and zinc. Incredible for your immune system and health and body. It's 60% off. They're all those specials are just amazing at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Owen Schroyer takes over from the ATX Command Center.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. When we come back, I've got a whole stack here of midterm election news we're going to get into. I've got some geopolitical news we're going to get into. And following up on the vaccine news with Alex with some new data that is really bad. It's really bad. And then Elon Musk is at Twitter today. And, of course, liberals are panicked that he might bring free speech back to Twitter, so we'll be following that news as it develops.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation.
Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Disaster that was John Fetterman during the Pennsylvania Senate race debate. He then came out the next morning on the campaign trail and said this. Guys, can you translate that? What is he trying to say? It's good here, Pennsylvania. It's good here, Pennsylvania. West Virginia? So, it's obviously complete gibberish. And obviously, just another example of how the guy, it's kind of like Biden, his brain is broke. And I guess this truly is what the Democrats see as the future for their candidates, is people that are mentally impaired or have mental disabilities that they can basically just control from the sidelines and then say, oh, well, if you say anything negative about our guy, our candidate, our senator, our congressman, well, you're an ableist and a bigot, and so now you need to be shut down. but everybody witnessed what it was. Independent voters tell NBC Fetterman's debate performance felt very difficult to watch. So everybody knows what they had been trying to cover up for a while. And he's 6 months past the stroke. Most health experts say about 6 months in is where you're seeing where you're going to be permanently as far as recovery is concerned. So, I mean, his recovery is pretty much complete. So this is what you got, folks. It's a guy who is mentally impaired and is not getting any better and needs help just to communicate. And so you might say, well, how is this going to go? The guy can't hear. He needs technology in order to communicate with humans. How can he possibly be a senator? How is he going to know what's on the Senate floor? How is he going to be able to read the tiny print? How is he going to be able to listen to people talking? Well, obviously he can't. He would be unable to perform his job. So somebody else would be telling him how to vote, what to vote for. Would it be his wife? Would it be the Democrat Party operatives? But if you had any doubt, if the Democrats are looking at this as a precedent for the future, like we discussed yesterday on these airwaves with Jack Posobiec and Steve Bannon, it is confirmed today in their own rhetoric. This is Vox.com. John Fetterman survived a stroke. It could be an asset if he's elected. Yes, it's a good thing because they're saying, and I'll follow it up with the rest of the headlines here, they're saying we need disabled Americans in Congress. MSNBC, disabled Americans have the right to be represented and most importantly to work, and that includes working for the U.S. government. Why John Fetterman's Senate campaign is a teaching moment greater than this election. And then you have Congressman Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut. I think what John Fetterman is doing is heroic. There are millions of people out there fighting their way back from adversity. John is setting an example, and frankly, after this ordeal, his voice is going to be more powerful in the Senate. So they're admitting, okay, yes, John Fetterman is mentally disabled. Yes, John Fetterman is mentally impaired. Yes, he can't operate without the help of technology. But this is a good thing because those people need to be represented in Congress. And they're also saying, basically, Congress is a bigoted place because it's not set up for somebody who is disabled to be a member of Congress. And so they'll get him in there and then they'll have to basically just build new infrastructure in the Capitol, in Congress, so that John Fetterman can work. So that a mentally impaired individual, a mentally disabled individual can work. And they say, oh, that's ableist if you disagree with that. Well, look. You can talk about the ability for mentally impaired and mentally disabled people to work. And in fact, there's a lot of good examples out there of mentally impaired, mentally disabled people who can work and work quite well. I remember an individual that I used to go to church with years ago with my family in St. Louis. His name was Steve. I forget his last name. I'm sure my family listens. They'll remember the guy's name. He was a legend. He had cerebral palsy. He had some other mental conditions. And, I mean, you saw him. You knew he was not well mentally or physically. And he was a architect, built, designed houses, had a full family, drove them around the town, had children, and was a successful man in his own right. So nobody here is saying, oh, look, because John Fetterman is disabled, then, he's not qualified. His policies are bad. But they want to bait you into having that conversation, even though that's a real debate to be had, instead of saying, look at how disastrous his policies are. Where he gets up there and he says on the debate stage, he never was for banning fracking. Folks, you can go back. He's signed documents from leftist groups saying, we will support you, but you have to promise to ban fracking. And he's put his name on those documents saying, when I get in, I will ban fracking. He's made public comment probably a dozen times about how he's going to ban fracking, and then he gets up there on the stage and says, I'm not going to ban fracking, an obvious lie. He also says he never said he was going to ban fracking, an even bigger lie. So you can have the debate, should somebody that's this mentally impaired be in Congress, or is that a problem? You can have that debate. But see, they were denying the true state of John Fetterman's mental capabilities. Now that it's clear and present, they're saying this is a good thing. You see how they do that? It's a common trend with Democrats. First they say it doesn't exist, then they say it's a good thing. Inflation doesn't exist. No, but it's a good thing. John Fetterman has no mental impairments. John Fetterman has mental impairments, but it's a good thing. Yeah, I mean, there it is right there. I mean, it's a joke. John Fetterman once signed pledge to ban fracking, which supports tens of thousands of Pennsylvania jobs. And then he goes up there and says, I never said I'd ban fracking. So now they're twisting the narrative and having you baited into the debate, saying, look at Fetterman, he's clearly unwell, he's clearly mentally impaired, he shouldn't be in Congress, which maybe is a right argument. Maybe that's where the Democrats are hoping to go, with Joe Biden as the first example, Fetterman as the next, and then you just... Because here's the danger of it. The danger of it is, in fact, this even relates to a January 6th story that I have coming up later, where what do we see the federal government do? They target individuals that maybe have autism or some form of a mental disability, and they bait them into fake plots to kidnap Governor Whitmer, or now we've learned to go into the Capitol on January 6th. Yeah, that came out in a court case. Wait till you hear that coming up that nobody else seems to be picking up on. But so that's what this is about. Just like the FBI lures autistic Asperger's, mentally impaired people to be a part of their propaganda false flag events like kidnapping Governor Whitmer or kidnapping Governor Northam. They couldn't get enough people to fall for that in Virginia. They got enough people to fall for it in Michigan. It all came out in court. Feds led the whole thing. It's going to come out that they did the same thing on January 6th. Just wait. Now they're going to want to do that with political candidates. And so they're going to go out and they're going to find individuals that are mentally disabled or mentally impaired, and then prop them up as candidates, and then they want the whole narrative to be, if you say anything about their mental impairments, you're an ableist, and it won't even be about policy. So it's not even going to be about the horrible policy of the Democrats. It's going to be, you better not mention that that Democrat candidate is mentally impaired or autistic, because that makes you a bigot, that makes you an ableist. And so that's the precedent they're setting with Fetterman. Oh, he has no problems after the stroke. Oh, yeah, he has problems, but that's a good thing. And don't be an ableist for pointing it out. But absolutely, that's what the Democrats want. They want a candidate up there that can't think, can't talk, so that they can think and talk for him. And they basically have their perfect puppet. And now, acting Pennsylvania Secretary of State warns of delays in counting midterm votes. Well, why would that be? We are not going to have results on election night. Democrat Secretary of State Lee Chapman has already notified Pennsylvania voters that the midterm elections will more than likely experience delays. Well, why would that be? Why would that be? It wouldn't be because they want to see how many votes Fetterman is down and then add that many votes to the totals like they did for Biden. That wouldn't be the case. But, oh, Democrats are now complaining about rigged elections. We'll have
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.